Wendy Whitaker sits in her living room in the small town of Harlem.
This house was built in 1900. It's an old house. It's been added to.
She loves the hardwood floors, the fireplace with the wooden mantle. The walls are white. The decorations are simple and sparse. A painting, a picture. The only light in the room, a little bit of sunshine trickling in through the closed blinds on her windows, shutting out everything and everyone but her husband and her cat. 2 years after they moved here, there's still controversy, a very public one.
It's hard. I've been, you know, talked about it so much that I just get tired talking about it. You know, everybody wants to talk about it, and reporters have been posting up outside the house.
Earlier this year, the Columbia County Sheriff's Department told her she had to move. It was the second time in 2 years.
I don't know what the future's gonna hold. I can't settle down. I don't think people understand what it's like not to be able to set your life up and stay that way.
Whitaker is a convicted sex offender. Her beloved gray home is a few houses down from a child care center and church. By law, she must live more than 1,000 feet away from places where children congregate frequently, like a daycare center or school. The reason? A bad decision she made in high school. It's followed her ever since. She was 17 when she decided to have oral sex with a male classmate. They were at school, in a dark corner of a classroom. She says the boy, who was nearly 16, consented. But there were students in the room. Somebody reported her. She was arrested and charged as an adult, and when she pled guilty in 1996, had to sign up on the state's sex offender registry. Ever since, she's had to live under the same restrictions as violent rapists and pedophiles. Sarah Garrity is Whitaker's attorney. She's seeking to strike down the law requiring housing restrictions.
The problem is that our law in Georgia does not differentiate between people who pose a threat and people like Wendy Whitaker who really don't pose any threat at all to the community.
Attorneys representing the state were not available for comment, but they're defending the law as a safety measure to prevent sex crimes. Whitaker says she would not want to live next to a rapist either. Recently, lawmakers decided that the sex offender registry would no longer include teenagers who committed acts like Whitaker's, but it excludes cases that happened before July 2001. Whitaker's case happened in 1996. 2 weeks ago, a federal judge ordered her to move, but a state court judge issued an injunction. It's only temporary. Whitaker says she'll keep fighting her case.
Because it's not right. There's other people going through the same thing I'm going through.
A wreath with blue and pink flowers and a small doll hangs on Whitaker's door. A small wooden sign on it reads, "Love is homegrown." For GPB News, I'm Marilyn Cheatham in Augusta.